This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
It went thump right up the walls.
So if you're dating someone from TLC...
Yeah, don't do that. This is Rock School, and we got time to do one more show before the end of the year. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to the show on Sunday... It's the first of the year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you're probably just rolling out of bed after staying up late and probably delving into too many libations onto it. And as we do each year, we decide to take the last week of the year here on Rock School, and we go ahead and say goodbye to each of those who have left us in the previous year. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
I'm Chad P.
Now, you were away for the past two shows.
Yes.
If you don't mind, tell the audience, because I didn't tell them. If you're able to do it, tell the audience what happened. Why were you away the past two shows?
Well, the sudden passing of my grandmother.
That's too bad, you know. And it's always amplified at the holidays, too.
Oh, especially. Yeah, it came the week before Christmas, which was double hard because we always spend Christmas at her home.
Mm-hmm.
She had a massive stroke while she was wrapping our Christmas gifts, so it just kind of... amplifying to the nth degree. So it was pretty tough. Yeah, I had to take some time off to go and be with my family. My mom took it really hard. My brother took it really hard. I didn't do so well at first, but...
Right. But she died surrounded by friends and family.
She did. And, yeah. She did. And she didn't have any pain or suffering. And
yeah.
She's in heaven right now with my uncle, who passed earlier this past year. So, we're getting through it one day at a time.
There you go. Yeah.
But this actually, believe it or not, in a sick, twisted kind of way, this right here
the
helps.
The show is a little
show,
bit of therapy.
Yeah, the show kind of
so
helps.
So, I'm your therapy?
Somewhat.
Man, do you need to pay
for
better
therapy. I need
real
therapy.
Yeah. Died around, surrounded by friends and family. Mm-hmm. We should all be so lucky. So. Let's take a look at it. Every year we do this, you always say, gee, I wish we didn't have the ability to do this.
Well, we end the year on such a sour note.
Let's talk about death. But the thing is, normally I have like 6 or 7 pages of people who died.
Yeah.
I got 3 pages this year.
Well, that's good. It's, health, wealth, and happiness.
Right. It's not that many. Now, but there are some major names.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make a point of also pointing out some names that you may not know of. Charles Famworth, he's 60 years old, American jazz musician and composer. He passed away. Bobby Poe, he had some hits, 77 this year. American pop singer. You probably will know a few hits from him. Margaret Whiting was also an American pop singer. Moonlight in Vermont, Tree in a Meadow, Natural Causes at 77 passed away. Grady Chapman was an American doo-wop singer with the Robins. He passed away as well. And this person, Mark Ryan, the
Mark
person
Ryan.
We'll start with. Again,
Ryan.
Somebody you might not know. There are people you know this year, but we'll start with one you might not know, and which is the reason I like to do the show. One more sort of good for you for being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ryan was 51 years old, and he was the guitarist for Adam and the Ants.
Oh, really?
So he had his good solid touch of fame. So here we go. Stand and Deliver from the Essential Adam Ant. I own it. So there. Here you go. Adam and the Ants on Rock School.
Stand and Deliver!
This is Rock School as we say goodbye to those who left us in 2011. Again, I don't have as many as I've had in the past, or I just didn't look hard enough. I thought I hit all the same websites as I did in the past.
I believe that might be a first. I mean, ever since we've been doing this tradition of ending the year saying goodbye and paying our respects, we usually have a plethora of names.
It's ridiculous.
And I remember as soon as you came in, you went,
music. It's just that we normally we're just listing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some names you might know, Steve Prestwich, he was with the Little River Band for a while. He had a brain tumor this year and passed away at 56. That's young.
Mm-hmm.
56 is too early to go. Jet Harris. Now, we've played Jet Harris on the show before. He was the bass guitarist for The Shadows. Now, we've played Apache by them. They were the backup group for a bunch of people in the UK and an influence on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Cliff Richards was basically their main backup person. They were supposedly the first group to bring the first Stratocaster into the UK.
Oh.
And we've played them before on the show. And Jet Harris was their bassist. He passed away, 71. St. Clair Lee was 66. He was part of the Hughes Corporation. Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby.
St. Clair?
St. Clair Lee. Yeah.
So that was his name, or was
that
he a saint?
His name? Oh. Nope. St. Clair was actually the first name.
Okay.
St. Clair Lee.
Right.
I had to look it up too. I thought, is that written back? Is it Lee St. Clair? No, it's St. Clair Lee.
Okay
fine. Whatever makes you happy.
Rest in peace.
And Joe Morello, 82. He was a drummer and part of the Dave Brubeck Quartet and played on a lot of Dave Brubeck's well known stuff. This one, however, I want to play because it's just an interesting story. Carl Bunch.
Does
the name ring a bell?
I can't say it does.
Drummer as well. Part of the Buddy Holly and the Crickets touring band.
Oh, really?
He did not make it to the infamous pre-plane flight concert there in Clear Lake, Iowa. Because if you remember, the bus that the winter tour was driving around in had lost its heater.
Correct.
He was sent to the hospital in Iowa with frostbite on his feet.
Get out.
Or he, Carl Bunch, was probably going to be on the plane.
Wow.
So it was frostbite on his feet that saved him from getting on the plane. There's no guarantee that he would have been on the plane.
But still, you always wonder, what if?
Right. There was a good chance he might have been on the plane. So Carl Bunch was the drummer for the Crickets at the time of the airplane crash that started the day the music died.
Wow.
So there you go. Carl Bunch lives us this year at the age of 71. Here is a song that he played on. This is Rave On, the Crickets, Buddy Holly, Rock School.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you.
Rock School, once again, let's say goodbye to a few people who passed us in 2011 and now know the secret. You ever heard that old thing? My grandmother used to put it that way. Nobody knows what happens until you die, but when you die, you learn the secret.
Yeah, I don't want to know the secret.
I don't know that I want to know the secret just yet.
No, the secret's not that important to me.
These people know the secret. Rob Grill of the Grassroots, singer-songwriter for the Grassroots, 67, died this year. Somebody from Motorhead died this year.
What?
Yeah, Wurzel, 61, the guitarist for Motorhead, one of the guitarists for Motorhead. They've had a few.
Huh.
Ventricular fibrillation. This is why I couldn't go into the medical field. I can't pronounce things like that. You know, I'd be standing over, what's the matter with my son? He has ventricular, there's something wrong with his heart, lady.
Right.
That's the problem with him right there. Sylvia Robinson. Do you know Sylvia Robinson?
Yeah, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if that was it, because that would make it easier. She was actually a singer-songwriter and had a song with Pillow Talk for a while, but what she's really known for is that she had a record label that basically was out in front of everybody else when rap started. A lot of people weren't doing rap.
She was doing rap?
Well, she was doing rap, and she put out a song called Rapper's Delight when no one else would touch this new form of music.
The Rapper's Delight?
The Rapper's
Delight. As in the Sugar Hill Gang?
As in the Sugar Hill Gang.
Are you kidding?
Right. Sylvia Robinson, basically, if there was a Rap Hall of Fame, which there should be, rather than putting it into the Rock Hall of Fame.
She found it.
She basically was the person who was a visionary enough to go, this is going to be a new form of music, and basically put out this and said, now look, this is going to be a new form of music. So if you're looking for somebody who was really a pioneer, at least in the production side of it, there's your person right there.
Wow.
All right, two people I hadn't heard of. Play somebody I know. Janie Lane, lead singer of Warrants, passed away in basically an airport hotel room from taking too much bad stuff.
Yep.
Now, when you think of Warrant, everybody wants to play Cherry Pie.
That's right.
But He hated the song.
Why?
Because Warrant had a lot of other music other than Cherry Pie. Mm-hmm. They were not by any stretch of the imagination a one-hit wonder group. And Cherry Pie was one of those songs where when they created the album, the producers came in, the people from the record company came in and went, I don't hear a hit. So what he did is he threw what he called this piece of schlock together, and they brought in CeCe DeVille of Poison, yeah. And they said, come on, throw in a solo, and there it was. And he became known as the Cherry Pie guy, when in reality, Warrant had some really good songs,
right.
But no one remembers them because of Cherry Pie, and he said in numerous interviews, I hate Cherry Pie. So I'm not going to play Cherry Pie.
Out of respect for him. Good
here's,
for you.
Right. Here's from their first album, Warrant, one of their best songs, I think. This is called Down Boys, right here, Rock School. Woo! All right, we only have a couple minutes till our first break, and I was really hoping this would happen, that I needed to fill like 3 minutes or 2 minutes, because I got one that'll just fill that. In August of this year, Sherwood Schwartz left us.
Who?
Sherwood Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen.
Enlighten me.
The infamous Sherwood Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen.
He was infamous?
Infamous Sherwood Schwartz, yes. He wrote a lot of television shows. He was a writer for TV.
Okay.
And also created a lot of television shows.
Okay.
However, he wrote the theme for three of his television shows, and I'll make you a bet you can sing every word to at least two of them. One of them he wrote is called It's About Time. Eh?
No.
No? How about The Brady Bunch?
He wrote that?
He wrote The Brady Bunch, and Gilligan's Island.
No way.
I'll bet you can sing every word to Gilligan's Island.
I sure can.
Let's prove it.
What?
Here's Sherwood Schwartz's Gilligan's Island, because it's only a minute and 10 seconds.
I'm about to say, you're going to make me sing.
To get us to the first break.
Okay.
And if you want to, go ahead and sing the lyrics to Stairway to Heaven over top of it, because apparently they fit perfectly.
Really?
It does. Give it a shot. For Sherwood Schwartz, at least, because we all know Schwartz. The 3-hour tour goes like this. See you in a minute and 10 seconds. Rock School.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Here on Gilligan's Island.
Man, that put us at the first break perfectly.
That was smashing, Lovey.
Right. Why so much clothing for a 3-hour tour?
Got me.
And really, how far could you be off course on a 3-hour tour? I mean, you grew up a little around the water, didn't you?
Yeah.
3 hours. How far could you go?
I could find you in a half a tank of gas and a 50 Mercury.
I think you could. Trivia question.
Okay.
Three major leaders died this year. Political leaders died this year.
I don't do politics.
Major political leaders died this year. In fact, one just died not too long ago. His son, who has the same name as him, except for one syllable, is now in charge. Can you do it?
No, I'm not going to even try.
Kim Jong-il died this year. His son, Kim Jong-un, is now in charge.
That's so stupid. I thought that was Kim Jong the second.
No, it's Kim Jong. Bin Laden died, killed, and Muammar Gaddafi also died this year.
Oh, see, you said political, so I'm thinking like people in the White House. Why didn't you say like three international terrorist people? I'd have gotten that one.
I guess they're that way. Jack LaLanne also died this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do a bunch of push-ups and sit-ups just to go ahead and... No, we shouldn't. Bubba Smith died this year.
Bubba Smith, yeah, man. That's Sergeant Hightower.
That's right, from the Police Academy films. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs died this year.
Yes, he did.
You couldn't go on Facebook after he died without seeing that the next person tried to out I love Steve Jobs than the next person.
Yeah.
I like own an iPod from Steve Jobs, but after that, everybody was buying everything they could that had an Apple on it.
Yep.
And apparently there's some kid who drew an apple, and instead of the bite taken out of the apple, it was the silhouette of Steve Jobs's face. And it made this kid like super famous.
Well,
and he didn't want to be famous at all. He was sort of a nerd that wanted to sit in the back and stare at people's shoes.
Then stare and stop drawing, nerd.
Yeah, apparently. Andy Rooney died. Do you ever notice how people die? And then Joe Frazier died, the first heavyweight boxer to beat Muhammad Ali.
Spoken,
right.
Joe Frazier.
And Bill Keane died also. He was the creator of the family Family Circus comic strip. And when he died, that little ghost came out and said, not me. Who else died here? Elizabeth Taylor, Peter Falk died this year. Harry Morgan died. And one person that you probably are really into, Randy Macho Man Savage passed away.
Yes,
yeah, and
did.
Sidney Lumet, somebody you might, Sidney Lumet, I've also heard it pronounced, a film director who I actually really, really like. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio station.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Nobody passes over there. Because they actually found the Fountain of Youth.
They did?
It's there.
If you're ready to go, you walk outside of the town limits, fall right over.
That's pretty much it.
You do, yeah. Get us on Facebook. We've passed the 250 mark. Now we're going for 300, and we need you to help us. Help us and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, let's do one to get us to the bottom of the hour. My guess is if you're playing at home, playing a copy of the home game at home with all the people who have passed away in 2011, you have either the name of a man inside of your head or the name of a woman
your
head.
What else would
you
have?
No, a specific man or a specific woman. We'll do the woman a little later on in the show, but I'll bet if somebody says, okay, music people who died this year, you might say Nick Ashford or Jerry Lieber, but if you're a real rock person, you probably went Clarence Clemens, because Clarence Clemens passed away this year. He had a lot of concerns, medical concerns towards the end, but it was apparently complications following a stroke that actually caused the final, you know, straw and took his life at the end.
Yeah.
Apparently, Springsteen has a huge tour lined up, and I don't know whether he's announced his American dates or not. A lot of people were watching Jazz Fest to see if Springsteen was going to play at Jazz Fest. I know Tom Petty has stated he's going to play at Jazz Fest.
Yep.
The Peppers are going to play at Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest got a big lineup.
It's a huge lineup, but I didn't see Springsteen at Jazz Fest this year.
Nope.
Do you know, has he announced his American tour dates to this point?
I don't think so.
Guess who has tickets going on sale January 10th?
Who's that?
Van Halen. Yes, we'll see what's happening. But back to Bruce Springsteen. Who will actually play saxophone for him? I've heard Alto Reed will play saxophone for him. That's the Bob Seger saxophonist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, somebody has to play.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the crowds will be accepting of it. And there will be, I'm sure, a tribute to Clarence Clemens. But somebody has to step in. Alto Reed, that's a great saxophonist, a well-seasoned man. And or maybe he'll find some new young gun to come out. But either way, somebody's going to have to step in and play these parts.
This is true.
Yeah. So let's play one from. And the question is, you know, what do you play? You know, you have to play something great, well-recognizable, with a saxophone solo that when it comes on, you can almost hum along with it.
Yeah.
And the one that jumped to my mind was just simply Born to Run. Because right at the beginning of it, you know, Springsteen goes, one, two, three, four, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and everybody knows it. So here you go. Bruce Springsteen, The Boss, hooray, Clarence Clemens. One more thank you so much. Born to Run. Rock School. To Clarence Clemens, saxophone player for the E Street Band. One more thank you here as we talk about people who have passed in 2011. We're at the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds, and we'll come back with one more person who passed away from us in this year. Go ahead, Chad.
Monday, December 26th in 1955, the single See You Later, Alligator by Bill Haley and the Comets was released by Decca Records.
Tuesday, December 27th, 1992, Harry Connick Jr. is arrested at New York's Kennedy Airport after a 9mm pistol is found in his carry-on luggage. So you can do that in New Orleans.
Protection.
But, yeah, but
just protection.
Not New York. Yeah.
Wednesday, December 28th, 1983, Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys drowned while swimming near his boat in the harbor at Marina Del Rey, California.
That seems almost ironic.
A Beach Boy drowned.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thursday, December 29th, 1994, Lisa Left Eye Lopez pled guilty to arson charges for setting fire and destroying her boyfriend Andre Rison's million-dollar Atlanta mansion. You know how the fire started?
No.
She burnt his sneakers.
Are you serious?
Right, and threw them into the bathtub thinking that would contain the fire. It went boom. right up the walls.
So if you're dating someone from TLC...
Yeah, don't do that.
No. Right. Friday, December 30th, 1979, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer officially announced they are done.
Yeah, and broke up. Saturday, December 31st, 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen decides, I can overtake that car in front of me. Spills over, rolls his car, loses his left arm in an auto accident in England.
But he kept playing.
Yes, he did. Sunday, January 1st, 1985, VH1 premieres as an adult contemporary video music channel. First video, Marvin Gaye's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Cool.
And that wraps up 7 days in 70 seconds. Another person who left us this year, in March of 2011, Mike Starr, the original bassist in the rock band Alice in Chains.
Yeah, he joins Lane Staley.
Yeah, he does.
That's two for them. Wow.
I know. In not a big band.
No.
No, it's not a large group. Here is Rooster. This is Alice in Chains, Rock School. Hi, this is Rock School, as we're doing sort of a goodbye to a lot of people who left us in this year, 2011. I'm sort of falling down on my duty of telling you other people who have died other than those who were playing. Let me tell you some other ones. Bob Flanagan, he was with the Four Freshmen. He died this year. John Walker with the Walker Brothers. He passed away. Mm-hmm. Jerry Ragavoy. Recognize the name?
Yeah.
New Orleanian. He wrote the song Time Is On My Side,
okay,
which was originally just sort of an instrumental where they said Time Is On My Side every now and again, and was turned into a major hit, obviously, for the Rolling Stones, but they didn't have the first hit with it, and I don't want to get into that now because I want to list other names. Conrad Schnitzler, believe it or not, German musician, was with Tangerine Dream. George Green, he was an American songwriter, had a hand in Hurt So Good and Crumbling Down from John Cougar.
As in Hurt So Good.
You got it. Huh. Yeah. And B. Jeff Stone was an American rockabilly singer. He passed away this year as well. And David Honeyboy Edwards, American blues guitarist and singer, supposedly the guy who was with Robert Johnson when Robert Johnson was poisoned and then passed away in Baptistown, Mississippi, supposedly. Honeyboy basically made a living out of the fact that he was there. And as the story went on, he was there to, he died in my arms as I spoke to him.
Oh, yeah.
The story got better and better and better. It would with me, too. You know, he's making a career out of the whole thing. And the other name I was talking about in July of this year, Amy Winehouse passed away. You remember when she first died?
I do.
We found nothing in her system. Remember the toxicology report?
Uh-huh.
They said, you know, we'll look into it. And everybody, you know, on Facebook and everybody in the media, oh, sure, what are they going to find? Then it comes back, we found nothing in her system. Now we're all sitting around going, what? Well, what did she die? She was 27.
Yeah.
Yes, 27 club, I get it. But well, what did she die of? And then they come back with a secondary toxicology report. Oh, it was alcohol poisoning because she basically OD'd herself on alcohol. How'd you miss that the first time? How does that happen? Here you go. Here's Amy Winehouse right here. Rock School.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once you walked the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel.
All right, second break here on Rock School. Let me tell you some other names that have passed away. Polystyrene. She was a British musician with X-ray specs. She died of breast cancer this year. Mm-hmm. Phoebe Snow. Remember Phoebe Snow?
Mm-hmm.
The poetry man. She passed away. Brain hemorrhage. Roger Nichols. Now, see, I know Roger Nichols up and down, but then again, I am a monstrous Steely Dan fan. Any idea? Do you know him?
Well, he's going to say Steely Dan.
Well, there you go. No, he is actually a producer and an engineer. Steely Dan basically sounds like Steely Dan because of Roger Nichols.
Oh.
He's a guy that caught it on tape. It's one thing to write a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to, you know, be able to play it. But somebody has to be able to capture it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Van Halen sounded like Van Halen because of Ted Templeman.
Sure.
Once Templeman was gone, they didn't sound like the band anymore. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, Roger Nichols was basically the guy that captured Steely Dan. Bob Bruning, a British blues musician, was with Fleetwood Mac for a little while, early Fleetwood Mac. Dig this. Paul Laika, 68. How many times have you heard at sporting events, what have you, somebody sings, na, 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 hey, 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 goodbye.
Uh-huh.
He wrote it.
He wrote that?
There you are. Uh-huh. He passed away this year. David Hess, 75, he died this year. He wrote and sang a whole bunch of music. However, he sang the original, I'm All Shook Up, before Elvis Presley sang it. So he had his hands on it first, had a tiny hit with it. And finally, Chuck Ruff, 60 years old, was an American drummer. He died after a while. He played with Edgar Winter and was with Sammy Hagar.
Ooh.
For a short while. So a lot of those people passing away, and we'll play another one that you probably know very well right after the break. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Look like we may be seeing you guys in a few short weeks.
And they want nothing to do with us. I know they had a loss. I know they got a loss, but that was a fluke. One team, the New Orleans Saints, gave them more than they could handle.
Yeah.
They want nothing to do with us.
And rightfully so.
I know. God, that was a good game last night. Of course, this show runs afterwards. I'm talking about the Falcons game.
Yeah.
And one more time. Rock School. All right, coming out of the break, let me tell you some other people that died and then tell you a mistake we almost made. In November of this year alone, Barry Llewellyn died. He was a member of the Heptones. Ross McManus, the father of Elvis Costello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he passed away this year. Keith Hartley, he was the front of the Keith Hartley Band. Keith Hartley Big Band, they called it. Actually played at Woodstock. He passed away. Paul Yandell, he was a country music guitarist. Heavy D passed away. I met Heavy D.
Did you know?
Believe it or not, the guy who worked overnights at my last radio station was a huge fan of Heavy D and got a chance to meet him, but was nervous and said, why don't you come along with me? I couldn't care less for hip-hop music.
Right, right.
But I went along with him anyway, and Heavy D was sort of opening for this other big guy who I don't even really remember who it was. And we got to meet the guy.
Sweet.
And he walked up. The guy who was working overnights for me walked up, and it was the nicest guy. And Heavy D could not have been a nicer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you know, who wants to talk to Radio Boy?
Right,
you know,
right.
Heavy D could not have been a nicer guy. Didn't talk to him a long time. Gave him about a minute. Mm-hmm. And then that, but to this kid,
oh, yeah.
You know, it was as if, you know, cloud nine for like 3 or 4 days. He shook his hand, spoke to him. He was just the nicest guy in the world.
Sweet.
And Corey Smoot was 34 years old this time around and passed away. He was a guitarist for GWAR.
GWAR.
Yeah, God, what an awful racket. Flatus Maximus. They still haven't released why he passed away. They were all, you know, GWAR, actually, they're professionals. They're like accountants,
mm-hmm,
and people who run like financial services. But when they're off, they go out and become GWAR.
Yeah, man.
They were drinking and having a beer after a concert,
mm-hmm,
and the next morning they got up and he was dead.
Wow.
You know, no drugs, no nothing. They were just having a drink.
Hmm.
Got up the next morning and he was dead, and they still haven't released why he passed away. All right. We decided not to record this show in advance.
That's right.
Right, because over the holidays, we normally record all our shows in advance and don't worry about it.
So that we can take some time off and go be with the family, but
we looked at each other and went, you know what's going to happen.
And know exactly what's going to happen.
Somebody, if we record the show in advance, somebody famous is going to pass away,
mm-hmm,
late in the year, and we're going to miss it.
And for once, we got it right.
For once, we did. On 12/6, December 6th, Dobie Gray,
mm-hmm,
passed away. So we're going to make a point of playing him on the show. Dobie Gray had a hit in 1965 called The In Crowd, and then in 73, Drift Away, that's his monster, which Uncle Cracker then went ahead and covered. But this is the original. Dobie Gray from 73, this is Drift Away, as one more thank you to him goes out on this, the end of the year show on Rock School.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain.
Last break here on Rock School and last show for the year. Do you realize we are two shows away from our 250th show?
We are?
Yep, which means that 10 shows after that is 260, or 5 years.
That's right.
We've been doing the show 5 years, so got a couple little milestones coming up for the next year. Wow. you and I have been doing this so long, we're not even keeping track anymore.
Nope.
And they're putting us up for two more awards next year, aren't they?
That's right. They
if
are.
We could, if we could stop winning second place, we'd start announcing it on the air. We keep winning awards, folks, but they're always second place, so we've stopped announcing them.
Why
on the
bother?
Air. Yeah. Here are the last serious names for the show. Let me give them to you. Nick Ashford and Jerry Lieber. We didn't play them because we basically did a show dedicated to songwriting teams. Nick Ashford along with his wife, and also Jerry Lieber along with Lieber Stoller. So we didn't play them on this show. Andrew Gold passed away this year at 59. His two monster hits were Lonely Boy and Thank You for Being a Friend. Mm-hmm. Gladys Horton passed away this year in January of a stroke. She was a co-founder of the Marvelettes. Also, Jerry Rafferty passed away. He had a lot of hits on his own. His big one would have been Baker Street on his own. And also, he was part of Steeler's Wheel. I was going to play Stuck in the Middle with you, but no one can listen to that song without thinking of the Reservoir Dogs.
That's right.
Sing without the ear coming off and all of that. And the one we're going to finish up on, this guitarist, literally a brilliant guitarist, died of a heart attack at 58. He's Irish, was a guitarist with Thin Lizzy, but where I really know him from is all of his solo work, so that's one of the things I'm going to actually play. I'm going to play one called Out in the Fields. Just brilliant work. Gary Moore passed away this year at 58, and that wraps up the show. So I'll see you on Thursday.
Yep.
Our families are going out together, and it'll be a celebration of the new year, and then the next time we see the people on air, we will be doing once again our annual recap of the anniversaries. So that wraps
yes, sir.
It up. Good enough. I'll see you after the new year.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Class is dismissed.